We'll get back in on your Vancouver Canucks, and we'll do so right now with Eddie Lack, who joins us. Eddie, I know you don't think this already, or you think we are already mortal enemies, but if you're going to be cheering for Sweden on Thursday night, that's going to be a problem for us here on the People Show.
Well, is it a problem, really? I'm going to cheer for the winners.
So you're just bandwagon jumping on whoever wins the game, okay?
Oh my God, I am born in Sweden. You can't call me a bandwagoner when it's the Olympics and Sweden is doing well. That's like calling you a bandwagoner when Italy won the Euros.
Have a better case of saying he's a bandwagoner for Italy because he wasn't born there.
Exactly. I have an even better case. Where is Italy in the women's soccer? I haven't seen it for a while.
They're not playing in the Olympics. But you know what? I'm all for it. Like, Canada is crushing it right now. We got our girl Christine Sinclair leading this team. I know Sweden.
So you switch teams to cheer for whoever's doing best. Okay, got it.
I cheer for Canada and Italy. I don't make any bones about it. Look, Sweden's the favorite. I get that. Cool. That's fine. But I feel like we have to have some kind of a wager. But I'm not doing a one-chip challenge again, Eddie.
And I'm not doing a one-chip challenge either. But what are we going to do?
All right. We'll figure it out. And we'll make sure to make it a topic on
for
next week.
I felt a lot more confident in my FIFA game than I feel about this. So
fair enough.
I know anything can happen in one of these matches, right? Like, it's one of those, as much as, Sweden's favorite. But, there's a lot of pressure on Sweden, too, to be able to pull this off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most people thought that England would probably beat Italy in the Euro finals as well. So, no, I think it's going to be a real even game, and it's probably going to, like, most likely going to be decided by one goal, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a tight one. Canada's only played tight games so far in this tournament. All right. So you cleared something up for us on Twitter just recently, because I was getting angry that, they were calling carbonara white sauce. And, you're not supposed to put heavy cream in a carbonara sauce. But Nikita Zadorov and his whole thing about Nathan MacKinnon and what an athlete he is, it's most likely Alfredo sauce he's talking about, where the white sauce is most common in dressing rooms for what you guys get to eat.
Yeah. I think it's just like being lost in translation from like Italian to Russian back to English. Like there's definitely a translation issue there. In every locker room that I've been in, there's been the red tomato sauce to put on pasta, and then it's been the Alfredo sauce. And like most guys who are like veterans and smart enough, they just like, they blend the two sauces in, and like that's the key. But it's definitely an Alfredo sauce and not carbonara.
So as far as meals go with teams and pre-game meals, post-game meals, which team had the best meals?
Vancouver, by far. Yeah. I mean, at home, just after practices and games, I mean, we had like steaks and like sushi from Minami, like the salmon oshi roll there, which I miss.
I couldn't tell.
I'm almost starting like crying now, like just thinking back at it. Like, it is my favorite sushi roll in the entire world, and like whenever I'm back, I'm just going to go and I'm going to order five of the same roll and just sit there and like enjoy myself. But yeah, Vancouver by far took best care of its players.
Which was the worst?
Well, it was really hard going from Vancouver to Carolina. like probably the team that spends most money to the team that spends less. So, yeah, it was hard, but yeah, in Carolina after the games, we used to get pasta that's been sitting there for 3 hours during the game with some sauce, and then we all get
the
to
leftovers.
Split a one pizza. Like, it was one pizza. It wasn't like it was like 10 pizzas and everyone got in there, right? It was one pizza. So you got like half a slice each.
That's like the worst. That's like the worst meal. So they basically weren't giving you anything. So Arizona was better. Like Arizona actually did something.
Yeah, but I never played for Arizona.
No, I know, but I know you're around there. Like they're actually better. You think like they're a team that actually you think was giving their players better food than Carolina.
I think Carolina has gotten a lot better in recent years as they got a better team and everything. Like that, right? But when I got there, we were definitely bottom of the league.
Eddie Lack joins us. So in that big blurb, Zadorov says how like Nathan MacKinnon was kind of a jerk to his teammates, MJ kind of way. Like, but it was all like in the name of, you know, having the team perform best. So who was that guy with the Canucks? Like, who was the guy in the room that was a jerk to everybody? If you know, you weren't holding up your end of the bargain or playing well or being bad at practice.
I don't know if anyone was like jerks about the food and everything like he is. I mean, no matter what team I'm on, I'm going to get my Bernays sauce, right? But maybe that's why I'm not in the league anymore, maybe. But no, I would say in like practice and everything, the two guys that sticks out to me that like really held everyone accountable was probably Bieksa and Manny Malhotra was like really good at that too.
Well, and what do you make of the way MacKinnon was? I mean, you saw the excerpt about him yelling at teammates, demanding them to be better. Like, how would you take that as a teammate? Is that acceptable? Just drives everybody to be better, or is that crossing the line?
I think it all depends on the situation and like where you are in your career and everything. I mean, obviously, MacKinnon is a top 5-3 player in the league, right? So I think that he kind of earned the right to do that a little bit, and that's really not my leadership, but I see like how it can work for other people. I mean, Zlatan Ibrahimovic in soccer, it's like the same. He was kind of managing by fear, right? So yeah, I mean, it works. Just look at MJ.
Yeah, it definitely does. Before we let you go, like, are you going to start campaigning for Dougie Hamilton to be a Vancouver Canuck eventually? Because he plays for all your teams.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy? He just, like, follows my path. I mean, he plays a little more minutes and, like, gets paid a little more than I did. But like, yeah, I think that if I was a betting man, which I'm not because ASU won't allow me, but if I was a betting man, I would bet on Dougie Hamilton being a Canuck within 3 to 4 years.
What you should do then, Eddie, is you should come get your realtor license in Vancouver, because you'll never make more money than selling a big home to Dougie Hamilton in Vancouver.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
Get on it, Eddie. All right, always appreciate the time. We'll talk next week. Go Canada.
Thank you guys. Go Sweden. Bye.
Ciao.